This is the Voice Overwork podcast, brought to you by Newton Media Group, a family of creative services. On the podcast today, we introduce another new book that is now available on audible.com. The Art of Thinking Critically. Ask great questions, spot illogical reasoning, and make sharp arguments. The Critical Thinker, Book 5. Written by Albert Rutherford, narrated by Russell Newton. When my children were in high school, the internet was still in its infancy and hadn't reached its full potential as a tool for reviewing research or a resource to understand other people's point of view on specific topics. Back then, we commonly received CDs in the mail from whatever ISP was hot at the moment, boasting their free email account and cheap dial-up. At that time, most people used the internet to play games or used software packages to make their work of school assignments easier. Today, most of us just whip out our cell phones and Google the answer to any question that comes our way. The biggest challenge we face is determining the good sources from bad ones. What was the War of the Roses? Oh, it was a series of civil wars in England over who had more of a claim to the throne. When my children wrote research papers, they had to visit the school library and make use of the available reference material there, such as an encyclopedia. I cannot recall the last time I used an encyclopedia as any type of resource. This process is so outdated. I also had to raid the change jar on my dresser so the kids would be able to make copies and ensure they got all the requisite pieces needed to cite their work properly. Some of the reference books weren't permitted to be checked out. If the school library didn't have what was needed, I often found myself sitting in the local library or even the college library on the weekend as more. In hindsight, pre-internet learning seems painstakingly slow and not at all interactive in comparison to the learning we see in classrooms today. Teachers have a very difficult job. I've been in a K-12 classroom, and I've worked in higher education, both as an administrator and instructor. I would much rather be on a college campus any day of the week. One challenge teachers face is keeping the delivery of information dynamic and relevant to the children of today. These are children who enter kindergarten with a cell phone, don't know how to use a computer mouse because the touchscreen has been part of their entire lives, and they are incredibly worldly and aware of things well beyond what age would suggest. An example is my grandchild asking for a cell phone plan. I didn't get my first cell phone until I was about 35, and even then, it was because I was commuting. Yet, teachers almost must present information in a way that is non-biased and teaches the children how to think critically, beyond the intake and regurgitation of thoughts and facts needed to pass a unit test. When I was learning my state's history, as is required, the Civil War was referred to as the War of Northern Aggression, and the catalyst of the war was states' rights, not slavery and its impending abolition. There was an attitude about the classroom the Confederates were well within their rights to form their own country in an attempt to protect their way of life. Can you imagine trying to teach the subject of history with this kind of spin today? Some teachers have tried, though, to be fair, textbooks in the U.S. are all written from the pro-American perspective, glorying the country's triumphs and simply glossing over anything distasteful or downright unjust. The internet, which is home to thousands of scholarly and peer-reviewed materials, is a tool we can use to review sources and ideas from hundreds of different points of view and to express how they think about an issue as it comes up in the classroom. The internet has allowed the individual to guide their education and learn independently from prescribed materials and curricula. It's much easier for the average, everyday person unfettered access to information in order to form their own opinions and challenge the status quo. Let's take a moment to think about some influential men and women, both past and present, and critically think about what made these individuals famous or why they have had such an impact on our daily lives. Benjamin Franklin, inventor of such items as bifocal lenses, the long arm or grabber, and he's credited with inventing electricity. George Orwell, author of Animal Farm and 1984. Mark Zuckerberg, the creator of Facebook. Marie Curie, scientist and discoverer of new elements such as radium, polonium, and uranium. Credited for being the first to split an atom, Nobel Prize winner in physics and chemistry. Grace Hopper, designer of the first computer, Mark I, at Harvard University. Please be sure to visit Amazon.com or Audible.com for more information on this book and the author. Show notes and further information can be found at RussellEricNewton.com. With a collection of trivia, research, news stories, and knowledge from some of the newest audiobooks on the market, this has been the Voice Over Work podcast, brought to you by Newton Media Group, a family of creative services.